morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for CRP and DCP producers. CRP and final DCP payments for 2011 program participants were issued beginning the 1st of October. These payments are deposited directly into participating producers' personal bank accounts. If you have any unearned payments for 2011, Commodity Credit Corporation will automatically subtract those payments amounts from the October direct and countercyclical or the Conservation Reserve Program payments. Producers should also be receiving statement sheets from the USDA in the mail. Remember to check your account deposits. Sometimes statement sheets do not all arrive at the same time. If your payments have not yet been deposited, stop by the local FSA office to see if all your required eligibility forms have yet been completed. Because all Farm Service Agency payments are made using direct deposit, if you have made any changes to your financial institutions, please contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email, to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on our programs. Note about the 2012 DCP sign-up. Enrollment for the 2012 Direct and Countercyclical Program, the DCP, will begin January 23, 2012, and will continue through June 1, 2012. Producers can make use of the eDCP automated website to sign up, or they can visit the local FSA office to complete their 2012 contract. If you're a new tenant on a property for the 2012 crop year, remember to provide the county office with either an ownership certification or a copy of your 2012 lease. Eligible producers receive direct payments at the rates that are established by statute, regardless of market prices. Note about the SURE. Sign up for the 2010 Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, or SURE, begins November 14, 2011. SURE provides benefits for the 2008 to 2011 crop year farm revenue losses due to natural disasters. A farm enrolled in SURE may be eligible for benefits in either one or two situations. If it's located in a county or contiguous to a county with secretarial disaster declarations, and has an incurred crop production or quality losses, or both. For 2010, disaster declared counties include most of the areas around here. The disaster counties are Fremont, Pottawatomie, Taylor, and Ringgold in Iowa. If you're contiguous to one of those, then you may be eligible. The second situation applies to any farm which, for the crop year, the actual production on the farm because of disaster-related conditions is less than 50% of the normal production on the farm. Producers need to apply in their designated recording or control county office, which is usually the county in which they live. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions or to file an application. And now a brief reminder about the 2011 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain marketing prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The October 2011 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%. Cass County's 2011 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 per bushel for soybeans. Loan rates in the surrounding counties around are comparable. Call or stop by the local USDA Service Center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for their 2011 crop through May 31st of 2012. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain both control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm stored grain as collateral are reminded that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain the adequate airflow in the bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm stored grain held under loan. Next, some notes about the reconstitution program. For FSA program purposes, tracts having the same owner and operator are grouped under one farm serial number. When changes in ownership or operation take place, a farm reconstitution is necessary. The reconstitution is the process of combining or dividing farms or tracts based on the farming operations. Reconstitutions for 2012 can be requested at any time between now and August 1st of 2012 for farms enrolled in specific programs. If all or part of the farm is sold or the ownership is transferred, new owners are reminded that a copy of their property deed must be brought to the county office before a reconstitution can be completed. For any other questions on recons or to find out if a reconstitution is needed for your farming operation, contact the local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact the local county FSA office. For those producers here in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.